Today, we're playing some of our top moments of 2016. Here's some of our favorite homeowner callers from the last year. You're tuned to the Rosie on the House show.
Chuck in Tucson's on the line. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a French door that leads out to my patio, and that door has started creaking like it's so loud, it's just driving me crazy. I've tried everything I could think of. I can't cure the problem.
Creaking when you use it, opening and closing it, or just sitting there all by itself, nobody in the room creaking?
Oh, no, when I open it and close it.
And can you tell, is the creak coming from the hinge side or the jam side, the striker side?
I think it's come from the jam side.
And it's a single French door or a double?
Well, it just opens up on one side, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Not a double.
Okay. Can you take the phone over there and open it for us?
Sure, hold on.
All right, here we go.
You hear it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we heard it.
It's driving me nuts. It started the end of last summer, and then it's kind of stopped in the wintertime, and now it's back again, and just, oh, jeez.
I think I have an idea, but let me hear it one more time.
One more time? Hold on. You're enough?
Yes.
You can see why it's driving me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't go in and out of that door.
Oh, man.
I think we should just put a doggy door in it big enough for you to go in and out and use that. Just leave that door alone.
How many hinges are in this door?
Three.
That sounds more like a door will squeak when it's rubbing up against what we call the door stop. And, of course, it will squeak when we've got problem with the hinges. Have you oiled the hinges? It sounds like a hinge squeak to me.
Well, what I've done, I've tried oil, and that didn't solve the problem.
How did you apply it?
I took them out, and then I put graphite powder in them.
Oh, wow.
Okay, all right.
The graphite powder seemed to cure it for a little bit, but now it's back again.
What?
It's back.
It sounds more like a hinge squeak than it does a doorstop squeak. So what I would do is I'd take the middle hinge pin out and see if it stopped. Then I'd put it back in, and I'd take the bottom hinge pin. I'd try and see if I could identify which hinge is the problem. One of those hinges has somehow gotten in a bind.
Okay.
And I'm thinking I just operate the door with two hinges working and isolate which one is the problem. But that's about as bad a door squeak as I've heard.
Okay.
Okay.
So if I isolate the problem and I find out it's one of the hinges, what do I do from there? I mean, do I take that hinge off and then do something to it or what?
Well,
I don't know.
I would take that hinge if it is one in particular.
You're probably going to have to. How old's the door?
Oh, it's probably, gosh, eight years old.
Yeah.
Well, take that hinge off. Take it to the hardware store and get a match for it.
Yeah.
And get a matching one.
Yeah, and I would buy three.
Right? Man, you're making this harder.
Because the new hinge is going to look odd with the two that are kind of weathered with the one brand new one. But I would try and isolate it as to which hinge is causing the problem. If you go through this exercise and that door is still making that kind of noise, then we're rubbing up against the door stop. And that's usually on the hinge side as you're opening and closing. The door or the doorstop has swollen just a fraction of an inch. Not so much to keep the door from closing, but just enough to drag and squeak that loud. But generally, when that's the problem, the squeak only lasts for like 1/16th of the swing. It's just as it's rubbing against the stop. This sounds like it's completely
the whole
swing. Have you tried silicone spray on the pins of the hinges? You might try that. Take some steel wool and rub them down as smooth as you can get them. Make sure there's no abrasive nicks or cuts or edges on them. I tell people all the time, if you've got a door that automatically opens or closes, remove a pin hinge, lay the pin hinge on the concrete slab, and hit it with a hammer. Put a little bend in it. Well, sometimes people call me back 2 years later and say, that door you fixed with a pin, now it's squeaking again. Yeah, well, now you got to pull that crooked pin out and put a little silicone spray on it, it solves the problem. So, Chuck, thanks for playing along with us. We certainly appreciate hearing your squeaky door. And I'm with you, man. That would drive me nuts. So I think it's a hinge. Go with it. Right now we have Audrey. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
How can we help you, dear?
Well, you know, I'm really new to this area. I'm from
Welcome.
The Northwest.
Welcome.
And I'm a blind gardener, so I plant on my terrace things for scent.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some, you know, just some flashy color flowers out front to make the sighted folks feel good. But I want to know, I was given a beautiful gardenia last year, and it's now blooming. I also have it's called an Arabian jasmine.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I did hear the things about, you know, fertilizing and watering regularly, right? Well, about 6 months ago, I bought some liquid Miracle-Gro. Okay. I did not realize when I bought it was such a good sale that it was one you use in a huge garden sprayer. And well, since I have to water by hand, I have no idea how much to put in a gallon of water.
Uh-huh.
Also, my Arabian jasmine is not blooming. When does that bloom?
Just starting. They bloom also. They bloom in the warm weather, so they're going to bloom more from now all through summer and into fall, where the gardenias are just kind of a one-shot deal now. That Miracle-Gro, I think, is probably a teaspoon or a tablespoon per gallon of water.
Okay.
You know, if you went somewhere about that, you should be okay.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And does lavender and lemon verbena grow very well here?
They both will, yes. Lemon verbena. Pineapple sage is another one you can grow here. You might like that, of course.
Oh, I've grown that before.
Yeah, good old basil, you know, has and mints and a lot of those wonderful scents you could have on your patio in pots, and they do very well.
Oh, great, because I face the east. So I was just wondering, I, you know, trying to do some research while going to school, and it's like, oh.
Well, east facing's good. They get afternoon shade, so you got a lot more options that way. So A lot of great scents. Curry is a pretty good one that does well here, too.
That sounds like a great patio to spend some time on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, Miss Audrey.
Lori.
There she is.
There I am.
Hey, yes, ma'am. We got you now, darling.
Hi, boo-boos. Oh, I haven't been called darling for a while. I love that. Oh, my gosh. You cats are great. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
It's been a long time since I've been called a cat.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, I'm dating myself, but I'm a do-it-yourself girl, and I do all kinds of stuff around the house. I'm pretty handy.
Okay.
I've never called in before, but have learned an awful lot from you.
Thank you.
And my plant stuff, my garden stuff still stinks, but I listen to it anyway. I don't do so hot, but you give good tips. Thank you. We live in Fountain Hills, and the earthquakes last year, there were one bigger one, but two other small ones. We felt all three of them up on the mountain we're on in Fountain Hills.
Interesting.
We're near Shea and Saguaro.
Okay.
Sorry, my voice is a little nuts. And so we've had cracks, and I mean, our neighbors, all of us have, you know, foundation cracks and things like everybody else was settling and that. And even so much that we had a pipe break underneath my mom's shower going between the shower to the pipe. Had to have that fixed last year, and that's the only thing we can think of. It was a pretty good boomer for us.
Yeah, I guess it was. Okay.
So I'm telling you, the last week or two, within the last 2 weeks, at night, we are getting some really loud cracks. And, I mean, it startles me. It wakes me up. And it seems like more than just normal settling, you know, houses creak and crack.
Yeah.
We have a two-story house.
Okay.
It's got like a six-car garage.
Okay.
It's, you know, that half underground, half kind of above ground.
Lori, how long have y'all been in the house?
Well, we've been in the house about, let's see, since, what year is it? Anyway, so we've been in the house about 6 years.
Okay. All right. So you're feeling like the noise is getting louder and louder.
No, it is.
Okay. No, you don't think it is. You know it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's two things I want you to consider. We get a good number of phone calls this time of year moving into January with houses popping and squeaking, okay? And it has a lot to do with the big temperature variances we have during these particular days. It's just the building cooling off at night and contracting. It expands very slowly as the sun comes up and heats up. And then when the sun goes down, it cools off quicker than it heated up. And it's the building reacting to these temperature differentials. Generally.
Shazam.
Generally.
Shazam. I have a question for you.
Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
We just had all of our flooring redone with real hardwood.
Okay.
And also, in other parts, heavy 20 by 20 tile.
Okay.
So there's more weight than there was there before because we had carpet.
That's okay. That's okay.
Would that make it be any more of a contracting back and forth at all?
No. That shouldn't make any difference at all. And I'll tell you what we ought to do is watch for stress structural cracks in about and around your property. And we'll do that by watching the soil immediately up against the house, the foundation stem wall coming up out of the ground, and the corners of all your doors and windows. Pay special attention to any doors that get hard to open or close, or any sliding windows that get hard to open or close. As long as we're not seeing any structural cracks, as long as none of those doors or windows are getting any worse, you're probably okay. But you know this, you can always call us back and I'll run up the hill and take a look at it.